Good morning. 7:32 a.m. Yes, 7:32 a.m. on Thursday, January 24th, 2013. Yesterday was actually a pretty productive day. I didn't get everything done, but I got some stuff done, which is more than I can say for many days. So I'm celebrating that I got something done, even though it probably should have been more. So, yeah, it was also trash day, so since I had to get up and get dressed in order to get the trash out on time, I thought, well, I'm up, I'm away from the keyboard, I'm dressed, it's cold, but I get the walk out of the way before 8 o'clock. 17:15, first mile, not bad. Got some good tunes on Pandora this morning, kept me moving right along. The original Poker Face showed up, I was kind of like a blast from the past. It's kind of fun. So, sniff, snort. Hey, it occurred to me yesterday morning that I'm supposed to go to Colorado Springs tomorrow and spend the weekend, and I had not yet booked my hotel. It's one of those, oh, yeah, that's not good. So I got on the phone. They had one room left in the room block at the price. So I took it, of course. And so I have a room. I'll be down in Colorado Springs tomorrow. Probably head down around noon. I don't remember. I have a schedule. I'm on a panel tomorrow sometime, but I thought it was in the evening. I'll have to double check. Well, if I leave around noon, I should get there around 3, so either way, that's fine. I gotta do a bunch of stuff today to get ready to go. I gotta find the business cards that I had printed up. I have to find some of my trading cards. I have some Ravenwood trading cards, and I want to take those down. Hand them out to people. They're kind of cool. Then, let's see, what else? Well, I gotta do laundry, I gotta get a haircut, get my beard trimmed. Because I'll do that all at once. Not the laundry part, but the haircut and beard trim. But that'll take an hour out of the middle of the day, just for that, probably. I also need to make a run to the grocery store to get things for the family to eat while I'm gone. It's only two nights, so I don't have to get a lot of stuff, but I have to get things that are easy for them to fix. Made a pork roast yesterday. It was quite yummy. Wow, it's chilly. It's supposed to be like 25 out here, but I'm having a hard time building up any body heat. I don't know quite why. My fingers are cold in my gloves. Let me pull them back out of the fingers of the gloves and bunch them together. This is where mittens have it over gloves. If you have a pair of mittens, your fingers stay warmer, although your thumb has a tendency to be chilly. But the fingers warm each other, or in a glove, not so much. So, trying to keep the pace up here for the second mile. So yeah, I'm going away, I'll be gone a couple days. Saturday morning, Sunday morning, I don't believe I'm going to get a chance to record. I'm going to take the gear. I'm going to take a laptop with me. I'm going to take some editing work with me. But being that this con is so small, and that a lot of people will be hanging out downstairs after the last session, and those sessions run pretty late, like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I'm guessing that probably what I'm going to do most is attend sessions, meet and greet, and sleep. Oh, and eat. Eating is big on this trip. I'm trying to figure out exactly how I want to approach eating. And I find that I can control intake better if I think about what I want to accomplish and then work toward accomplishing just that. And that usually means having some kind of treat, some kind of meal that is not something that I would ordinarily allow into my diet. Like this last week, I have been treating myself to a Klondike bar. It's a terrible thing to do because it's really, you know, it's not totally bad for me, but there's an awful lot of empty calories in one Klondike bar. Probably a couple hundred. Maybe more, probably should look. I should probably also weigh in just to see how I'm doing on my progress. Snort. Yes, it's chilly. I think I've mentioned that already. Yeah. So, SM Sterling, I'm looking forward to meeting. I'm looking forward to being on a couple of panels. One of the panels I've got is, I'm supposed to be moderating a panel on women in fantasy, which should be interesting because Connie Willis is also on that panel. And of course, most of her main characters are women. It's an interesting challenge, really. But like I said, one of the high school kids asked me a question about that, and I said, well, you know, I really think women are people first, and that the things that are important to people are important to everybody. Hence, it wouldn't be just important to people, it would be important to this subclassification of people. Oh. Yes, yes indeed. I think if there's anything else I'm really thinking about. Really, what I'm thinking about today is, okay, what have I got to do? What have I got to get it done? I got one kid homesick again today. Jennifer didn't make it. She's got the crud. She doesn't have a fever, but she's still in the throes of, oh my God, I feel like crap. And I don't know how much of it is, oh my God, I don't want to go to school. And how much is really, I feel like crap. She sounds pretty miserable. I wonder if I should take my coffee grinder. I have a manual coffee grinder. I got it for Christmas. No, I got it for my birthday, I guess. I don't know. I got it a while ago. And it's all metal and manual. It's perfect for doing small batches of coffee. And since I don't have to fly with it, I just put it in my bag. I might do that. When I go to the grocery store, grab a bag of beans. Something that's a little bit special that I wouldn't normally buy. That's a possibility. I have to think about that. All right, it's warming up a little bit. sun's coming up a little bit more too. It was nice because the sun was mostly down when I came out. I could actually see my screen. It was cool. Monk pole. Because outside, this, as much as I love this phone, outside in the bright sun, it's pretty much useless. It's really difficult to see anything. Maybe when I shade it with my body, it's very frequently difficult to see. Because part of it could be the crap on my glasses. Anyway. So, let's see what else. I'm trying to think if there's any crafty things. The itch. I talked about binging before, and the itch is definitely there. And I started out yesterday and I thought, oh yeah. Didn't actually develop. I got a running start and then didn't get sidetracked. But somewhere in this house I have a box of push pins, and I was going to put up my year at a glance calendar and start plotting in the stuff that I want to do so that I know what I'm supposed to be working on what day. And it's not just some nebulous, oh, I need to work today. So, no, today I need to work on copy edits for full share. Tomorrow, well, and I need to work on getting myself ready to go to the con, which has actually got a higher priority because that's got a more immediate deadline. The problem is that the deadline for full share really went by weeks ago, and I missed it then, and it just hasn't gelled. I need to finish going through and applying copy edits, which I can do while the laundry is running, so perhaps I'll make some progress today. If I could get full share up today, that means I take double share and its edits with me to Colorado Springs and maybe make some progress on that down there, which would be very cool indeed. Oh, I tell you what else I'm thinking about, and that's my breakfast. I did not get my breakfast this morning lately. If I leave after 9, usually I have my breakfast before I go, but this is so early here now that I got underway before I sliced any bread. And right now, hot toast with peanut butter, a fresh cup of coffee. It sounds awfully good. Actually, apparently yesterday my name was being bandied about on Facebook about breakfasts and how Ishmael Wong is the master of breakfasts. And I really want one of those breakfasts with bacons and eggs and hash browns. No, not hash browns. Grilled potatoes. Nobody really makes them. All the diners that I've found around here do something either potato pancake-like with shredded potatoes, which they grill, which is, yeah, it's okay. Or ranch potatoes, which I think start life cubed and baked, and then maybe tossed with a little bit of bacon drippings or something in the pan, but it's just not the same as... Well, here's the quintessential breakfast potato. This is the recipe that I have in my head for Frank's Finest. Take a baked potato and peel it. So you're left with a whole baked potato without the skin. Actually, leave the skin on if you like. Alternately, boil it. But anyway, cook the potato first. So you've got a cooked potato. It actually works pretty well. Like, if you're going to make potato salad, make a few extra potatoes and set them aside. And then cube them once they're cold. Cube them up. Or even better, slice them like potato chips. And then in a pan, cook some bacon. Ideally, it's a cast iron skillet, but any good fry pan will do. Cook some bacon. And then when the bacon is done, take the bacon out and throw in a thinly sliced onion. And let the onion sweat a little bit in the bacon drippings. Add a little salt and pepper. And then toss in the cooked potato, whether it's cubed or sliced, whatever. And let it cook in the bacon drippings. My arteries are hardening just thinking about it. But you let it cook in the bacon drippings. And keep them moving with a spatula. Keep them moving around. Keep them flipped over. Don't let them burn on. And when they're just sort of goldy brownish, take them out. Put them with the bacon. And then in the pan, drop 3 fresh eggs. Fry them. Flip them once, sunny side up. No, not sunny side up. Light flip. You want to fry them on one side until they just sort of set up, and then flip them over. So fry them on the other side so that the yolk is just cooked, just barely cooked. Want the yolks to be a little bit runny when you do. So then take those, put them on the pile of potatoes, grab a fork, dig in. Oh. My stomach is saying, oh yeah. My mouth is watering. I'm drooling right down my beard. It's ridiculous. But the combination of the bacon and the onion on the potatoes, and then the combined infusion that happens to the eggs, and then when you cut into the eggs, you have this rich yolk. It's cooked. It's probably not cooked through, but it's cooked. It's not cooked hard. It runs all through the potatoes and the bacon. You use buttered toast to help keep it contained. Oh, God. Oh, I'm making myself so hungry by thinking about that. And I don't have any bacon in the house, so I can't possibly even think about making it. Even if I had cooked potatoes that I could just reach in the fridge and pull out, which I don't have that either. But the important part is cooking the onions. And you want to take them beyond, a little bit beyond sweating. Sweating stage just means they're translucent and floppy. And we want to take them so they're just a bit caramelized, so they're just a bit more cooked than merely sweated. And when you add that with the potatoes and you eat it all at once, it's like ambrosia. Oh. Of course, you have to like all those things. You have to like potatoes, you have to like bacon, you have to like eggs that aren't cooked hard and all that, but I do, so for me, that's pretty wonderful. Oh, look, I'm back already. It's just as well. If I start talking any more about bacon and eggs, it's going to be very, very bad. So, given that I'm back, the trash is out, recyclables are out, life is good, I'm home. See if I can remember to get this posted. And tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.